final segment of Tee to Green on this Saturday morning. A warm weekend, by the way. Holy cow. We have been going here for a while with some fall-like weather, and now it seems like we're back a little bit in the blast furnace with some wind today. Could use a little rain, I know that, not only for the golf courses, but for our friends in the agriculture world. It's getting dry out there. It's been tough. It's a good thing in some ways for some golf courses. I like conditions dry. I like the conditions firm on a golf course. I like greens dried out and firm. It makes it a different game than when everything is soggy and wet. But it also presents some challenges for golf courses as well.
No doubt. When it's 90 degrees and windy for 3 or 4 days, it takes an effect on the turf grass, especially this time of year for most of the golf courses. We've all tried to aerify greens now to a point. So we could use a little bit of moisture. Mother Nature's water is always a little bit better than the stuff that we have to pull out of the ground.
I completely agree. How has your summer gone, Greg, in terms of lessons, in terms of, I know Edgewood's been in a tough spot this year. You know, the traffic is down a little bit up in North Fargo, but when it comes to teaching, when it comes to working with guys, I know you've been working with a friend of mine all summer long. Things have been going okay on that front in terms of teaching.
The teaching part of it's been really good. I enjoy it. I've got it kind of set up where I know my maximum level that I can be out there and grind, you know, throughout the day. So I thoroughly enjoy that teaching part of it. It brings different challenges to your day. And, you know, there's some times where I'll be in my office. I'll be thinking about maybe my students more than I'm thinking about other stuff to try to help them get better.
Do you ever have an aha moment? Do you have students have aha moments? Because golf is such it's a game where it's there 1 second, it's gone the next, and it might not return for 2 weeks. And it's such a roller coaster game in many cases, unless you're really good. And maybe even for those guys, it's a roller coaster game. But when you're teaching, do you ever have a student go, oh, I got it, oh, and figure it out for you? And is that satisfying to you? Or is it just an incremental thing where they go inch by inch by inch by inch.
You know, there's probably more aha moments. They're fleeting, obviously, because you have it and then you don't. But, I mean, there's, you know, you hope everybody gets, incrementally a little bit better as you go through it. The more times you see a certain golf pro, a teacher, you know, hopefully you're building on what you've seen. But there's definitely aha moments, which are, you know, for us as teachers are the great thing, because when you see somebody walk in the door with a smile on their face and said, you know, I just shot 76 for the first time, or I just broke 90 for the first time, or I got it in the air for the first time, whatever the fact might be, you know, it is kind of satisfying to have that. Now, 2 times later, they may walk in and go, this is the dumbest game and this is the hardest game I've ever seen. So you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt, but there's no doubt about it. And any teacher in any area that they have it, whether it's school or golf or whatever they're teaching, when that student or pupil has an aha moment, it's pretty satisfying.
Now, do you have the opposite happen where you give a lesson to somebody and they come in and go, God, you suck.
Absolutely.
You screwed up my game completely.
Absolutely.
Aside from me saying that, by the way.
Happens not all the time, but it happens pretty frequently. You know, whenever you try to change something, especially in this game is pretty difficult. It's not very forgiving. So when you're trying to change things, sometimes it gets a little scary. And Greg is a 4-letter word, which is what I tell all my pupils, and they use it very, very frequently.
Greg.
That's right.
Greg you.
That's right.
Up yours, Greg.
That's right. You know, that's why a lot of us have 4-letter names.
Wait a second.
That's right.
Mine is too.
Oh, right. Mark, Russ, Greg, John. A lot of us around with 4-letter names. That's right.
Lisa. They're all 4-letter names.
That's right.
I like that.
There's a method to our madness.
Pretty good. Do you deal more as a teaching pro with beginners or with experienced players? And I know I've asked you this before, but do you have a preference? Because it would be a different challenge to have somebody who grabs a club and says, teach me the game, than it would be to have somebody who's a 3 handicap and says, I want to be a scratch golfer, make me a scratch golfer.
I have some of both, and they both present different challenges, like you said. The really good player is looking for something different than what you're trying to give to the average player. But that, again, that variety that we have when we go out to teach the game or be around the game is what makes, you know, our world go around. It's kind of fun to go have a person who's just starting and teach them the grip and how to hit the ball, and hopefully they get it in the air, to the next hour you're spending time with somebody who is a 5-6 handicapper who wants to get underneath zero, or you get a young person who thinks they want to do the pro tour. You know, you have to kind of teach them a little bit differently.
As a teaching pro, Would it be better for you to get a student who has never touched a golf club before, never swung a golf club before, never had anybody give them advice before, as opposed to getting somebody after playing golf for 2 or 3 years who's had 5,800 things being tossed at them by husband, father, friend, partner in a scramble, blank canvas as opposed to breaking bad habits?
You know what, does they present different challenges. You know, the person who's never done it before has different challenges than the person who's done it a lot. Obviously, a blank slate versus somebody who has done it a little bit. You know, experience in golf matters, I think. You know, the more that you've done it experience-wise, the easier it is to kind of to change what you're trying to do. Sometimes, you know, it depends whether it's an athlete or a non-athlete, really. Non-athletes are it takes a little while to understand what you're doing. Athletes, any kind of ball, hand, eye coordination is a big help.
Okay. If you've played sports, baseball, softball, anything in the past.
Doesn't matter. People think baseball and softball are bad for your golf game, and that's not true, in my opinion, because there's a lot of similarities there. But there are some differences there. But anytime that you're trying to contact a ball with something else, you know, it's going to help you with your hand eye.
Is fall, now we're starting to move into the fall season. Is fall a good time to take lessons? Because the logic in my head says best time to take a lesson would be May, because then you have all summer to work on it. You can go back and revisit 2 weeks later. If you go, well, I think I got this, but let's work on that. Fall, September, October, to me, take a lesson. And all of a sudden you're sitting on your butt for 5 months watching golf on TV.
I think fall's a great time to take a lesson because you have an opportunity to change things if you really want to get better, and you're not so worried about the club tournament or you're going to go on a weekend and play golf somewhere. So it is a good time, in my opinion, if you really want to get serious and change something to get better for the next year. You actually can make that change, and you're not killing your golf game for all your events that you're playing in, and you actually have some time in the wintertime to work on it.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, it's, you always have a different perspective than I have because you're in the business.
I have a different perspective, yes.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If people want to take a lesson from Greg McCullough, do you have openings, by the way? Do you have time?
Or oh,
do you
sure.
not want to throw your number
out? Oh, absolutely.
Out there?
No, okay, no, no, you can always call Edgewood Golf Shop at 232-2824, area code 701, and we'd be happy to help you.
GregM@PGA.com is
that
your
is
email
correct.
If people want to get a hold of you that way.
Absolutely.
I would say, to me, it's always fun. I don't take a lot of lessons, but when I do, it's fun to just to kind of stop and think, okay, and just get my brain works a lot over time. And it's when you're laying awake at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about how you can work your body over to come over the ball. I'm in a bad place right now. Greg, thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
Greg McCullough, head golf pro at Edgewood. I'm out of time. I will see you not on Monday because I'm on Lake of the Woods fishing for our Ballard's KFGO Stop and Go fishing trip. I will see you Wednesday on KFGO. Talk to you.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up.